You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
I love you. I love you.
They call them trolls or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
You idiot.
It was a joke.
Hold on. Let me put my wooden teeth in so you can understand me better.
And we're sitting here again. We're sitting here again talking about the same things.
Shall I call you Ron? Dr. Dick? What should we go with
you
here?
You can call me Ron.
You know what that means, Bob? It's time for the Limitless Express, so hop on board. Limits?
All right, Bob, let's start with this. In a vote taken days after the regular season ended, Kellen Moore did not get one vote for assistant coach of the year with Philadelphia as he guided an Eagles offense that was soaring high in the playoffs to a Super Bowl victory, and he'll stay in New Orleans where he won the Super Bowl as the Saints head coach. Surprised that it doesn't seem like there's a lot of recognition around Kellen Moore, and he was also the last coach to be hired.
I was totally surprised when I saw that, because I thought, based on the fact that he was brought in, as was Fangio, one all of a sudden turned things around, and he did turn things around. But again, as I told you the other day, Joe, when you have Saquon Barkley as that guy, your foundation is set. It's firm. You can do other things from the foundation, and I think that was a big part of what they did, but he orchestrated the whole deal. I would have given him plenty of consideration for that.
Wait, what's your question? Offensive coach or assistant coach of the year?
Yeah, he didn't even receive one vote assistant coach of the year, and he ends up getting a head coaching job. Doesn't that seem like somebody that should be worthy of at least a couple votes?
Maybe. There was a lot of good assistant coaches this year. I mean, a lot of them. From Joe Brady.
To Ben Johnson.
To Vic Fangio. Now, I don't have a problem with that, actually, Limits.
I have a problem that he didn't get a vote, don't
I
you?
I don't. No, you only get five votes. How many coordinators got jobs? I mean, if I voted for Cliff Kingsbury, Vic Fangio, Ben Johnson, Joe Brady, and Spagnuolo, would you have had a problem with that?
Well, first of all, I think the guys who've been around for a long time, just like head coaches who've been around, they don't get as much. They're looking for new blood, somebody who comes in to a new system, and he did that. He came in and set the tone for what was prolific offenses. Especially
no,
in the
I
run
hear you.
Game.
I'm not saying he didn't do a good job. I'm just not at all. Not only am I not outraged, I'm not moved at all by the fact that he didn't get a coach, an assistant coach of the year vote. There's just too many people out there who are really good at what they do. How about Todd Monken? They had like one of the top five most prolific offenses in the history of football. That's a pretty good job.
Did he get votes?
Todd Monken?
Yeah.
I think he received a couple. I don't have the entire list in front of me.
I mean, I might have given him a high vote. The most prolific offense maybe in history, or one of them. You know what I mean? So I'm just not as moved as you are, Limits. Okay. That's okay.
Brian Schottenheimer, the new Cowboys coach, also did not receive one vote as offensive coordinator.
He shouldn't have received one vote from Jerry Jones to be his head coach. I'm surprised by that. That may be the one head coaching hiring that backfires quickly.
But you know who did receive a vote? Alex Van Pelt.
Next.
All right, next up, Travis Kelce will take some time to decide if he will play in 2025. He does think that he still has some football left in him, but there is doubt if Kelce will return to the field.
Bob, you weren't here earlier. We talked about Travis Kelce. There's video out there of him pulling a full George Pickens. He quit on a play, 27-0. His quarterback, scrambling for his life, gets crushed right in front of him and fumbles. And the whole time, Kelce was either had his hands up, like, what are we doing? And then just stood there.
It wasn't
and
just
watched
that
him
play.
Go by him.
It was all game.
Pathetic performance.
He's required to block in these situations. A couple of times, I think it was Josh Sweat, that he just kind of ignored or was late to get to, which makes any quarterback's job more difficult when you have a guy bearing down on you and you've got to make a quick decision. So I think Travis Kelce should do himself a favor and retire.
Me too. If that wasn't, a guy who looked like he no longer had any energy for football, I don't know what is. It was pathetic.
In the Super Bowl, too, nonetheless.
Yeah.
And he's not even showing that much of an interest. Like, is he fatigued with the moment? Like, does the moment not matter as much?
When you go out and play like that in a game of that magnitude, it looks to me like your head's already out of the game. And I think he has other interests. He's got the podcast. He might be getting married soon, for all we know, Bob. There's a lot going on in Travis's world. I think he's done pretty well. He's one of the greatest tight ends who ever lived.
Maybe
right?
The, based on stats, but it all comes to an end at some point, and he's at that point, I think.
May I interject here? Pierre LeBrun confirming that Sidney Crosby is playing tonight in the Four Nations tournament.
Not surprised.
He said he would, but just a confirmation. I want to watch it.
We did get a call the other day on a sports call show questioning why he didn't play in the weekend games. Because he wasn't ready to. That's the answer. You know, and even if he was, if he wanted to play, if Sidney Crosby has a desire to play international hockey the way he has over the years, and that means a lot to him given what he sacrificed for this franchise, I would give him the green light every single time.
I couldn't agree more. We had the same thing came up with Mario in Salt Lake City when it's like, wait, he wasn't playing for the Penguins, but now he's playing in the Olympics. Well, he gets to decide, you know, where his priorities are at this point in his career. He's done everything imaginable for the franchise. The team stinks at the moment. So let him play. Let him play unencumbered.
By the way, did you see the record when he's not in the lineup?
Who?
Sidney.
Yeah, it was surprising, wasn't
it? Like 30 wins, 9 losses, 5 ties.
Over his career or over?
5 loser. Oh, well.
That couldn't be. Just over the last couple of
years.
Over
the last several. I got to find the number. And I will, but I was just surprised to see. It's one of those stats that doesn't add up, given his importance. But it also goes to show you, when he's not in there, they have a totally different mindset as a team. You know, they play a little bit more tight to the vest, defensive-oriented, don't take chances the way they do. So, interesting.
May I add something else, Limitless Wonder?
You may.
Andrew Destin, Destiny's Child, reporting Brian Reynolds will play primarily in right field, Tommy Pham in left field, per manager Derek Shelton.
Why would they do that?
I don't know.
I thought Reynolds had a very good, he played very well in left field.
I have no idea what they're doing from top to bottom, so I can't answer this.
Are they catering to Tommy Pham?
I don't know. What about first base for Brian Reynolds, now that their first baseman can't play? Bob, this is a disaster. Next.
Oh, boy. Well, next up, the Guardians will go to Cleveland.
Hold on a second. You're a baseball guy. Noah Hyles, the same thing. Very interesting notes from Shelton. The plan is to play Pham in left field, Brian Reynolds in right. Is he noted as a great fielder with tons of mobility to play left field at PNC Park?
Not a great defender, but he's been a center fielder for the majority of his career, and left field is obviously like playing another center field at PNC Park. So I think it also, they're not entirely pleased with Reynolds' defense, and that's probably partly a reason why they're playing him a little bit at first base, or at least testing it. So it's not surprising that he's moving to right, but for Tommy Pham, that's the puzzling part about it.
And can I go back to that Sidney thing? I just have it now. You could always trust Bob Grove for this. So I looked and asked, and Sidney Crosby, over his career when he has not played in regular season games, the Penguins have a .635 win percentage, 122 wins, 64 losses, 28.
Well, It helps when you have another guy who's a generational superstar to carry the team.
But it's interesting when they're both out, they have similar success.
They do?
Yeah, I don't understand.
What's that number with both Malkin and Crosby out?
I got to dig that one up. But it seems like it does change the way they play. You know what I mean? How else do you explain that? That's a weird statistic.
Well, the one with Sid isn't weird to me because they have Malkin. And there have been times in their
careers. I wonder what the record is with when Malkin doesn't play.
Probably pretty good.
Probably pretty good as well.
Because they have Sid.
Yeah.
But with both of them out, I would be surprised.
I
could
double check that one.
Limits next.
So Zach Cohen he does some stuff for FanDuel. And he is reporting that the Browns and the Steelers are getting new alternate helmets this offseason. Bob, have you heard anything about this? Could they be going back to those
yellow
Remember those gold?
Hypercycloid. Yeah, the gold look. Is that what it is?
It's a possibility. That's what's being rumored as one possibility. Are you at all interested in the new helmets?
No. I'd rather see some new schemes and some new players.
And a new quarterback.
Well, you might. I don't know what that's. There's so many questions about that right now. And they have time to figure that out before it ever gets to free agency. But if it doesn't, I wonder what's going to happen.
Joe, are you intrigued by the helmets at all?
Yeah. I always am by helmets, color schemes, things like that. And the Steelers have a legendary. They're legendary on both fronts. So, yes, I don't know exactly what you're describing unless I see it, but I am interested.
Okay, here you go. Without Crosby and Malkin, they're 37, 18, and 10.
Holy horse milk, Bob.
Now, how does that happen?
I don't know how it happens. They've had pretty talented teams over the years.
I understand that.
And they probably just buckled down and
play defense. And,
yeah, but they have a better record with those two together, right?
When they're both playing?
Yes.
I guess. I didn't look that up. But this is when they miss time. It just seems kind of strange to have that sort of success.
Yeah, that is actually. It is. Maybe a lot of that has to do with coaching goaltending from years of yore. Did I say that right, Bob? Here's Key Brian Hayes fielding. And he looks normal.
Fielding's not the problem with him.
I thought it was. I thought the
hitting.
Constant bending over while fielding and being in position aggravates the back.
Okay, we had a very positive view of that contract when it was drawn up, right? It was like 8 years, $70 million. Franchise friendly, what a deal. This guy's going to be very good. He may not be a 300 hitter, but he's going to give you some production and his glove is worth it. Do you have the same view of this contract now after having all of the missed time that you see and possibly more future time?
I'll still defend the contract. I will. Now, did they know that he had chronic back? Were the back problems already an issue? I can't remember back
that far. I don't know.
No pun intended.
I mean, that's measly money considering what some of these guys make. It was a commitment they made, and it was a smart commitment they made.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's money that they lose ultimately, they made a smart decision, and that's what I thought then. I'll stick to that,
but
even
I would
though
have
I'm
a plan
disappointed.
B. I'd have a plan B at third base this year. I mean, it gets to the point where it crops up
Jared
every Triolo. Single year.
Jared Triolo. He'll play first and third. He'll throw the ball from third and race over to first to catch it in time.
Yeah, but he won't hit.
It's the same problem.
That's the problem. Next.
The Cleveland Guardians are adding mystery reliever jersey night to their promotional schedule this season. The first 15,000 fans will receive a mystery reliever jersey for three separate players, Hunter Gaddis, Tim Herron, or Cade Smith. Could you imagine if the Pirates did something like this, mystery reliever night, where it's David Bednar, like Dari Moretta, or Colin Holderman jerseys that are being given out?
I kind of like this, Bob. Do you? Mystery reliever night?
Something different. I don't know. I'd rather have, 50 cent something, hamburgers, hot dogs, something of that nature.
I saw Dari Moretta was pitching today.
Yeah,
did
he's
you
back.
See that? How about that?
He was actually very good,
This
when
could be
he was
gigantic,
here.
Bob. The limits. Bob, did you hear that back and forth?
I heard it. Yes, I did.
Here's how it went. I'll let people know how the sausage is made. I said to Limits, hey, can you get Noah Hyles? A lot of stuff happened at spring training today. Could you get him for 1 o'clock? And he said, very sneakily and insultingly, I thought, it'll be more like 1:10. That's what he said into my ear because
that's
sometimes mangle the clock.
Right, the clock thing, yeah.
Is that a shot at me, Bob?
No,
clearly
I
it
think
is.
No, he's stating what is a concern is if you schedule someone at 1 and you come on at 1:10, you're allowing them to hang on the phone for 10 minutes. So he's right.
I felt insulted. Limits, but we'll move on.
It wasn't meant as an insult. It was meant that I
yes,
know
it was meant as an insult. It was absolutely an insult.
Intent matters. I said, I will tell him 110 is what I said.
Which is
there was a
reference.
Subtle shot, Bob. There's no doubt. And meanwhile, it's mostly your fault when we go over.
It is?
Yes.
Time after time.
Is the big boy on the line?
The big boy wants me to resend him the video link.
Okay. In the meantime, I'll ask you a question, Bob.
Yes.
Jerry Dulac was asked on his chat today by a man named Josh, are the Steelers interested in Deebo Samuel? Reports are San Fran is willing to let him walk for a day three pick. If they send a fifth rounder in 25, that means they wouldn't pick until the seventh round on day three as their picks currently sit. Jerry says, I'm sure they're looking at it. Did we talk about this, or were you not here when the Deebo Samuel thing came
No,
up?
We talked about it.
Interested or no? If it's only a low round pick? But you got to sign him to a new deal, Bob.
Well, see, that's the thing. If it's for 1 year and it's $17 million, I would be totally fine with that because that's the going rate. He can help immediately, and he does a lot of the things that Mike Tomlin covets in terms of blocking. He's that Swiss Army knife thing they like to talk about.
Yeah.
So for 1 year, it's $17 million, but therein lies the problem. He doesn't want 1 year. He wants more than that.
Yes.
And at age 30, 31, am I willing to give? I'm not.
No. No, I'm not. And I'm not interested anymore in Cooper Kupp.
Same concept there.
I want youth energy.
Right. I mean, those are guys who could fit into teams that are really close to winning and need a veteran type of presence there. And the Steelers could use that certainly, too, if you're going to keep George Pickens around to try to help him get to that next level of maturity. But we shouldn't even be talking about level of maturity at age 24, 20, whatever year this is going to be for him. Come on, figure it out. But no, if it requires another long-range deal for someone in their 30s, they have too many of them.
Want a chance to win a trip to Vegas to stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim for you and three guests, plus $20,000 to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships? All you have to do is download and listen to The Fan on the free Odyssey app. Listen each day on the app for a minimum of 1 hour, and you receive an entry. It's that simple. This national contest runs through Sunday, February 23rd, so get the free Odyssey app now. Listen to The Fan for 1 hour each day, and you'll have a chance at winning this ultimate prize pack. Let's bring on the big boy. Mark Cabali is on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline.
There he is, magically on the YouTube channel.
What a fine-looking man he is, and he works for the Pat McAfee Show. All right, big boy, Deebo Samuel, any interest? And if you had to choose between him and Cooper Kupp, which one would you be more interested in?
Oh, I'd definitely go for Deebo Samuel. I think, first of all, I don't even care about he's not signed through next year. I would just make it a one-year deal, one-year type of situation right here. I think he fits in absolutely perfectly of what how Arthur Smith runs his offense or wants to run his offense. I love how the way he blocks in the interior. He would be a good number two or at least a 1B to George Pickens. Pair those two together. I think that's by far the best combination they could do right now over, say, Devontae Adams. Cooper Kupp, I just don't. He's not only has he been banged up recently, I know Deebo has been too, but his production has fell off too. If I had my choice, I would definitely go right after Deebo and not pay the $17 million. I do not believe that they will be able to trade him and not have to eat some of that money. So if you're able to get him at a decent rate and just let him play out the season and deal with that next year or franchising or whatever, that's the route I would go.
How about just to I know you wanted to ask one thing, but I had this on my mind, and I know me, I'll forget it if I don't say it, Joe. How about if his demand is, I want to be traded, but I also want a new deal from whoever acquires me? Would that rule him out then for you?
Depends. Depends the salary, depends how long, but I would much rather have it be a one-year type of guy. I mean, if he's was he pushing 30? He probably does want an extension to some point, But after last year, I don't know how much he can demand because it wasn't the best of seasons. He was banged up a little bit. Maybe he wants a prove-it type of season as well. But, you know, it's probably not up to him either. I mean, what is he going to do, get traded here, then just not play?
Right.
I mean, I think T. Higgins is a perfect example last year where if you come in and play that final year of your deal, you're going to – if you perform, you're able to cash out. But I would not sign him long-term if that's the case. If he demands it and says, I'm not going, then, okay, move on to plan B or C. But I wouldn't sign him long-term.
You look younger. Do you have new glasses? Look at him, Bob. He looks 10 years younger.
Yes, he does.
I don't got glasses because I can't see, just like you. You got the old old man tip of the nose, look out the top, but you can't read.
Right. Exactly.
You gotta get those transition things I just got right now, so you don't have to keep doing one of these, Joe. As I talk on radio and do a visual,
you look younger. The glasses they look great. I think, Bob, do you agree?
Yeah, I like the color. I mean, the skin tone is really good today. Are you wearing makeup for this video presentation?
Come on, Bob. The great Sam Nover had in his briefcase back in the day.
Oh, I remember.
Like a pencil and makeup.
All right, who's going to be the quarterback? This is getting ridiculous. There's a different report every day. Jay Glazer says Russell Wilson's out of here. Adam Schefter says it's still possible. Dulac's still possible.
Aaron Rodgers.
What's your read on this whole thing?
I don't think anybody knows, so they're just guessing.
Jay Glazer has a direct line to Tom?
No. I think he has. I think he has a direct line, but I don't think that Jay Glazer's word is the gospel when it comes to something like this. Absolutely not. So, the way I look at it, what it should be, they should try to get Fields, but there's so many other things to play, Joe. I mean, what if Justin Fields doesn't want to sign? What if Russell does want to sign? What if they both get offers somewhere else? What if they are interested in somebody on the outside, even if it is a Rodgers, which I don't think it would be unless it would be an emergency situation. So to come out and say one way or another right now definitely, that's what we all want to hear. But it's just not reality at this point. You have to watch this play out right now. If you're Justin Fields, man, I don't know what in the world the Steelers can offer you to prevent you from going to the free agency. Why in the world would you not go and see how much you're worth on the open market? Now, the Steelers.
How about a starting job and some decent money?
Well, maybe he can get a better job and more money if he goes to free agency. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what if the Steelers tell him that offer's
done? Is a little bit limited, isn't it? I mean, I'm saying how many teams actually need a quarterback to the point where they will give him what he wants? There can only be two or three.
It sounds, Mark, like a game show. Like if the Steelers say to Fields, you're our starter, here's our offer. If he goes to free agency, they may not have time to say, hey, come back to us later. He might just have to take that or go bet on himself and go somewhere else.
That's the fun of it all, right? I mean, who's going to blink first? Is Fields going to trust in himself? Hey, maybe this is all a moot point or a mute point.
That was a Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher, mute point. Maybe Justin has already decided he wants to come back or he doesn't want to come back. We just don't know right now. But I don't know what you offer him. I just look on Spot Track again right now. His market value just went down $2.5 million. Justin Fields from over nine, about end of the season to like 6.5 right now.
Why do you think?
I would imagine he would get more money on the open market than that.
Why would you imagine that? He was available last year, and exactly nobody promised him a starting job.
Joe, quarterbacks in this league, and he did play six games where at least people said, this was interesting. And the quarterbacks in these leagues, I mean, you got to sometimes just go. I mean, look at the Steelers. I mean, if you have any chance of turning your franchise around, you take every shot you can to get
a guy. How many openings are there? How many quarterback openings are there?
Probably six.
Maybe.
5 to 6.
Maybe.
You mean for starting jobs?
Five to six where they don't have a top five pick? Or does that reduce it to about four?
Well, I mean, we can go through it. I mean, okay. Raiders,
Jets, maybe?
Giants, Saints.
Okay.
Maybe Colts, right? Maybe. I don't know.
What about speaking of a steal the quarter, you mentioned the Saints.
Bob, let us finish our teams. No, you can go ahead.
Go to my corner.
Titans? But Titans got the top pick, right?
Right. Yeah,
they're
going to
pick another
pick.
Quarterback.
Browns have a top pick.
Quarterback.
I don't know what they'll do.
Quarterback.
Yeah. Well, what I'm saying is, there's a handful of teams out there, and it only takes one, right? Only takes one to say, hey.
How about Derek Carr as a Steeler quarterback? If you're going to go 1 year, if he's available, maybe.
Yeah, how about Kellen Derek
Moore
Carr?
Doesn't like, you know, Carr. Maybe he's just a 1 year guy. Would he come here? Would you want him here?
He's probably the best option, I would say, out of the veterans out there that could potentially be out there, the Derek Carrs that come in here and be able to be better than Cousins, Rodgers, name your veteran guy who's in his mid-30s, or even Daniel Jones. So I guess, once again, that all plays a part in this. We want to know the answer right now, who the starting quarterback is. But, hey, maybe it's somebody who's not on the market right now, and maybe Justin wants to go here. They don't want Russell, and all of a sudden Derek Carr comes free. I mean, it's impossible. Even the guys that are tuned in to Mike Tomlin's back pocket, it is impossible to tell you right now who's going to be their starting quarterback. You have to wait about a month.
Well, I was interested a couple of weeks back when you seemed to perk up about the idea of Kyler Murray. What do you think of that? Pretty expensive.
I would like Kyler Murray. I haven't really looked into his salary. His salary's pretty hefty, right?
Yes.
But, you know, that's a team that was on the rise, too. That's a team that was only supposed to win 3 or 4 games last year, and they end up winning, what, 7 or 8?
Bob, you like him?
I don't know how much they want to move on from him.
I like his talent, but he doesn't do anything for me when it comes to the price that you'd have to pay for the talent and – what he delivers in the pocket sometimes. I want to go back to someone who can just stand in there and do it.
How about Matthew Stafford for both of you guys? Mark?
I don't know why Matthew Stafford would not just retire rather than come here, to be honest with you. He's going from Sean McVay in an offense like that to Calvin Austin.
Artie. Matthew Stafford would be like, hey, do I get to change things at the line of scrimmage? No, we don't do that here for veteran quarterbacks. You run Artie's play.
Hot dogs and squashing grapes, right?
Yeah.
You got cut off there, Mark, because we couldn't hear you. What were you saying?
I said squashing grapes and eating hot dogs.
Before that. Thoughts on Stafford?
I don't know. Oh, I wouldn't take Stafford. I mean, Stafford, I don't think he would. I would take him, yeah. But I don't think why he would come here, man. My goodness, could you imagine the culture shock there? If I was him, I'd just retire before coming here. I would assume he has some sort of movement clause somewhere where he doesn't have to come here. So that might be just a pipe dream. I mean, if everything's equal, sure, I'd take him. But I think you have a better chance of, you know, me running a marathon.
Bob,
well, with your Achilles, I don't see that possible. So, would you try even a half marathon, what? A half of a half? Of
Bob, I can't even walk up the steps without one foot
at a
time.
I feel bad. All right, how about this? I keep saying this is the best option for them. Sign Fields, take your chances in next year's draft. Load up around him. Try to help all the other areas of need, and then be selective next year about how to really make a move for a quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, I mean, in the perfect world, but what if Justin wants more money? And, you know, there's always the what ifs.
All right,
That's why I think it's crazy for people to say they just say, I'm done with Russell Wilson. You know, come 3-4 weeks from now, you might be dying to get Russell Wilson back here. So you better not alienate him right now, because you might be wishing he would be here, depending how things work out.
I doubt it. But maybe. Now, why would
Russell... Would you rather have Daniel Jones?
Yes, maybe.
Zach Wilson?
No.
Is that who you would rather have?
Well, at this point, listen. Russell Wilson is fading.
Yeah.
He's not allowed to play the type of football he wants to play here. He probably indirectly embarrassed the Steelers organization, and Artie Smith doesn't like him. Other than that, it sounds like a perfect marriage. Why are we still talking about him coming back here?
Because maybe the owner and the coach might like him.
That's true.
You think they're going to go to Artie Smith and say, you want this guy? It's all going to depend on you?
No, but I also think I also think that if they're handcuffing him, that's on Tomlin. And why would Russell Wilson want to play with a guy who won't let him play the kind of football he wants?
The only option he has?
Maybe.
The best option he has?
Maybe. Sounds like it would be awkward.
Honestly, if you surround him with better pieces, and you might say that about any quarterback, I think he's still capable enough to have this team win double-digit games and win a game or so in the playoffs. Maybe not Super Bowl, but I think he's still talented enough to be able to do that if you get him more than Van Jefferson and 3.7 yards per carry Najee, you know?
Maybe. I don't know. So there will be no ramifications for him doing what we all think happened here, which was feeding somebody a story that completely embarrassed the Steelers organization?
I don't think it came from him, Joe.
None of that story came from his people?
Well, which one?
Amazon.
Is somebody at the door?
See, every time I'm on the phone with you, it's
well, go ahead and answer the door. That was great last week. Last week it was the plumber?
No, I think I know who it is. I better not.
What? Let's go see.
It might be my podcast partner, Chris Mack.
Oh, well, bring him in.
Hi.
Yeah, I'm on the air. Going to come in there, Mr. Mack?
Bob, this is fabulous, is it not?
Live television, baby.
Yeah, come on in.
Look, there he is. Chris Look Mack. At that. Mackie's walking into Cabali's house, Bob. It's on video. Do you see it?
He's now center stage.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, up, Chris. Poppers?
How are you?
Not much.
How are you guys? I'm on my way in. I'll see you in a couple minutes.
Do you get food there? Do they treat you?
Important.
Do they treat you well there?
He's very nice.
Yeah.
I didn't answer the phone. That's who was ringing before.
Now, do they offer you food, Mackie?
You just walked in the door.
I just got here, Joe.
Well, the first thing you say to somebody is, would you like something to eat or drink, right, Bob?
Yes. That's what you said.
I mean, there's pizza at work, right? It's pizza day.
Yeah, there's still a lot here, too. So you have.
All right,
you don't have to rush.
I'll be there in a minute. I'll see you guys later.
Bye, Chris.
Bye.
How about that one?
Wait, isn't he staying to do the podcast with you?
No. He has to work at Y108, like a door down from you.
Then why is he at your house?
Because he had to drop off some garb, I guess. Unless he gave me his old laundry to do. I'm not quite sure.
Something seems very strange about this, Bob, does it not?
Just bad timing. He was in the middle of making an interesting point about where the story came from.
Yeah, go ahead. The Dulac story. You don't think part of that came from Russ's people?
No, I don't think Jerry's. No, I don't. Now, maybe what was the most recent one? Was it the Schefter thing? I was with Russ thing this week, of course. That came from him, but I don't think Jerry's did.
Okay,
I mean,
No, that's okay. Let's follow this thread because this gets more interesting, Bob. Then you're telling me people inside the Steelers building wanted to embarrass the Steelers by saying that they're putting the handcuffs on a veteran quarterback after he shredded the Bengals? You're saying there's enemies within over there, within the castle?
Well, I wish I would have had the same sources. I could tell you right now. I don't know. Ask Bob.
Well, if it wasn't Russell's people, then it must have been people inside the organization.
Well, I mean, to what degree, though, right? I mean, it could be somebody through somebody through somebody. It doesn't mean it's not true, but it doesn't mean it's coming from the owner.
Bob, don't you? You said it. You thought it was obvious. It was Russell's.
I did. I thought it. You know, when I first looked at the story, I thought it was.
This is incredible.
But this is the kind of stuff that happens when you're always in this situation and there's, you know, rift about what you need to do to get better and who to do it with. And then this stuff comes out and one agent or one team plays it against another. It's all part of when you don't win enough. That's all. Right?
Yeah,
if everything was on the same page, if people agreed they're in the right direction, you wouldn't have this. Somebody obviously doesn't.
I don't know who it was one way or another, but I just have a feeling it wasn't Russ.
Where do you think Russell Wilson is right now in their mindset? Do you think they...
Bob, this is what I'm talking about. It's 103. You've gone way over, and I'm going to get in trouble.
No.
No, Joe, you run this show.
It's Joe's show.
Limits is saying he's giving it the wrap-up sign. Bob.
Well, we can't now because we have to get one more final question for Mark Cabali, and that would be, Where do you think the Steelers are as a group on Russell Wilson? Because you seem to be more optimistic than most that he will be back.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that I think he has a good chance. I'm not writing him off. I'm not saying that that would be my preference right now of him coming back. I think Justin's still that guy. I think whichever route if they make Justin, if you find out that Russell comes, he comes back and Justin has to go somewhere as and not a sure number one, that tells you all you need to know about how the organization thinks. They think that they're that close to winning a playoff game and that far off. And Joe's getting really angry and flopping his hands, so I better shut up.
No, I'm flopping my hands to limits because he keeps twirling his arm around like he wants a replay in the NBA. You know how they do that after every call? He wants
Isn't
us
that
to
a home run?
That's also a home run too.
You're right.
Thank you, big boy.
Bob does that on the showdown all the time.
All the time. I got to rap. Believe me.
I've seen that. Yes. See you, buddy.
We have Joel Osteen coming up next. You don't. So I have to hit that mark.